Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's turn our attention to Bell. And listen, I'm not in love with Bell because I worry about him being a me guy and worried more about his contract than anything else. A guy who basically sat out all last year. I told you he wouldn't recoup that money. He never did. Running backs are not going to be in a commanding position. The Jets did a smart job here because they didn't bid against themselves. They didn't get caught up in some fake bidding. They basically gave him a contract. Now, the specifics of this contract are not known yet. At least I haven't been able to get them exactly because I've heard different things. Number one, how much money is guaranteed in the first 2 years? Number two, is the third year at all guaranteed for a running back, which is unusual? Also, the incentives, what kind of makeable incentives that could move this contract up to $61 million? So 4 years, 52, extremely reasonable for this back. Now, you want this back to worry about football. If you can get him to worry about football, he can be a top back. We know that. That's what it's about. Did the Jets break the bank? No. They got him for a reasonable buck. Now they just got to get him to keep his mind on football and not worry about anything else. And again, this contract might be a little better than we thought. We don't know. Because, like the Earl Thomas contract, somebody told me $22 million is in the first year. Is this money all front-loaded in the first 2 years? Is it all guaranteed in the first 2 years? Is he going to get $35 million and 32 of it in the first 2 years guaranteed? I mean, that's the kind of thing I'm wondering about. I don't know what the contract reads. I don't know what the makeable incentives are. So until we see that exactly, it's any way you slice it, they didn't. Because, listen, he was talking about popping off and talking about getting $100 million from the Jets. So obviously the Jets did very, very well here. Got themselves a back that is a very good back, very good two-way back, can do everything. Just got to prove that he wants to play football and that he's going to put the contract stuff behind him. He is also got to live down the fact that he didn't have a lot of teams bidding for him, but that's what happens with running backs. It's not a position that you're going to get rich on the open market. It's not like a pass rusher. It's not like a quarterback. It's not like a cornerback. It's not like a left tackle. Okay, those positions, they're going to flock to them. They're not going to flock to running back, especially the second time around. So he got a good buck, but he didn't break the bank. That's fine. So the Jets got themselves a really good back. Now they got to go get themselves another offensive lineman. And they got to be very smart with how they fill in the other pieces. They have to draft well. Now, I know a lot of people think San Francisco getting D Ford could affect the draft. I still think they'll take Bosa, even though they went and got D Ford. I think they'll still go. I still think they'll take Bosa. I don't think they won't. I think they will. So if the Jets can get Allen or Bosa, they did really well. That's what they need. They need an edge pass rusher. They get that. Get another player on defense. Get an offensive lineman, and they can go to town. That's where they are. So, nothing not to like about it from a Jet standpoint of not breaking the bank, not getting sucked into a bad contract. And although I admit to you, I worry about his commitment. I'm hoping that he's got a couple of years where he wants to prove to the world he can still be a big time back. He's sure young enough to do that. He's coming off a year where he's fresh. He should have a couple of good years in him. That should be, without any problem, he should have a couple of good years in him. That should be the case. We'll take your calls on Bell right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.